I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Yemen is caught in a proxy war between Saudi Arabia and Iran. The fighting has created a man-made food crisis that threatens two-thirds of the population. It's against this backdrop that the Body of Christ operates. Middle East Concerns Miles Windsor explains that the remnant church is a beautiful picture of light in the darkness. And we're in it together.
Remembering our brothers and sisters in prayer is something that is hugely important to them and means that we're doing advocacy to the highest level.
Then stay engaged. Praying is an investment, and so is sharing their stories.
When there are these conflicts, these situations which just seem to go on for years, we can get fatigued of hearing about it. We can get fatigued of thinking about the horrors of it all and want to not know. We need to be avoiding that situation where we don't want to know.
And stories of love abound on Valentine's Day, but what does real love look like? For Gary Edmonds and Food for the Hungry, it's lived out in relationships that restore dignity and self-worth, relationships that were broken when sin entered the world.
Four primary relationships were broken: relationship with God, a relationship with ourselves, a relationship with the created order. But the fourth part of that is a relationship with others.
Mentorship is a powerful tool in restoring relationship as Food for the Hungry works to end all forms of human poverty.
We want to support people. We want to help create accountability. We want there to be a place of training, encouragement, of simply just love, of walking alongside of these people, because by doing so, they're going to rise to a whole new place of what it is to be human and to be self-sustaining in their own lives.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. Join our social media network, and let's get to work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.